episode number 253, Camaro Now.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And this episode is brought to you by Red Bull, the official drink of the webmasters of Camaro Z28.com. We just love it.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of partial to 5-Hour Energy now.
I don't know, man. The taste, I just...
Taste good, man. A lot of people don't like it, but I do. I dig a Red Bull every now and then. I'm all amped up. Let's go. Let's do a show. Come on, let's go. Let's go wash our Camaros. Let's go race them. Let's go race. Come on, let's go. All right.
Run them off a Red Bull.
You pour it right in the gas tank.
Well, there's like a little Mini Cooper I see running around here that's got like a giant Red Bull can on it. Oh, and there's Red Bull all over it.
It's like the official Red Bull mobile. They go to, you know, radio station spots and everything. So give away free Red Bull or something.
I should start following one of them one time. Hook me up.
So, Camaro Now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What's that all about?
I don't know. There's this flyer you got over here from the show we went to last week.
Maybe we'll get into that in a little bit. Yeah. All right. We'll talk about...
Not a whole lot of news, though, this week.
So it's not going to be Camaro Now. It'll be Camaro in a few minutes.
Okay. I'll have to go back and change the title.
You're right. No, we'll get to that. Yeah, like you were saying, not a whole lot of stuff going on.
Nope.
With Superfest being over and, you know, another show is really not in the works for July. Not a major one that we're aware of because nobody has called in and told us of any.
That's right.
Right? So, I don't know, every now and then, what do we do, Chris? We talk about the site. You know, what got us here? What got you here?
Yeah, I mean, it's the reason why everybody's listening.
Mm-hmm. Well, not necessarily. We've got a lot of listeners that we found that found the site through the podcast, which is pretty cool.
Right through iTunes.
Yeah. So let's do this. If you're a first time listener and normally a member and originally a member of the Camaro Z28.com website and community, well, then welcome. but if you found us through iTunes or RSS feeds or however we're syndicated, then by all means, become a part of the Camaro Z28.com community.
Yeah, because we've been around a long time.
14 years.
Yeah, our anniversary's coming up real soon, a couple weeks.
July 26th?
Yeah, I think so. That'll be number 14 for us.
Oh, boy. Wow. Yeah, we've been at this a while.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't slowing down yet.
Nope. Not other sites can't say that, though.
No. Oh, I know. We've seen them come, and we've seen them go.
But yeah.
So, yeah.
We should write a book. The evolution of enthusiast websites.
Everybody else sucks.
No.
The end. No, we're always open to helping to support other websites that help support us.
Always do.
That's the nature of a community, right?
Of course.
So, we're always working on new stuff for the site, but things have been kind of slow as far as updates. We've been promising updates for a long time, but life gets in the way. You know, we want to play with the real cars and such, and the community keeps chugging along.
Too bad we couldn't hire some lackeys to do it for us.
No, we probably
could.
You're
just sitting in our, you know, posh offices and...
Oh, yeah, because we make millions of dollars, you know, a year off the website.
Smoking our cigars and drinking our Red Bull.
I don't smoke cigars. I roll up $100 bills and smoke those.
And stuff them with Cuban tobacco and light them.
I stuff them with Cubans. I don't know what that means. No,
some people have some different impressions of us. You know? It's weird because, you know, it's like, oh, you guys are like regular guys.
Yeah. We've always been regular dudes that just started a website.
Yeah, we're not... Our offices aren't in some high rise, and we're not like attorneys or something like that, just running our site with boatloads of money. I mean, it's nothing like that.
No, we're just a couple of car guys. Like, everybody else is part of our website.
Yeah.
We never have to make a buck or anything.
No, of course not.
Because then if we did, we figured if we did, then if we didn't make the money, then the site would suck and we'd hate it, and it'd just be a job that didn't pay.
Exactly.
Well, it is a job that doesn't pay, but we like doing it because money is not the object.
We're actually passionate about these cars and actually own them.
How many of you own, Chris? Four? Five?
Yeah.
I'm on my third.
Counting. Yeah. 93, 95, 2000, 2002, No, I'm on my fifth gen.
I haven't had that many. 96, 2002, and 2010.
Yep.
But I keep them for a while. I play with them. I don't treat them like whores and ditch them.
Well, I would have kept the 2000, but I made a mistake and bought an automatic.
Wow, we're going to get some hate voicemail for that one, including from me. No, anyway, the point is that we kind of like to hear how you found this show.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find it through the website, or did you find it through iTunes? We'd like you to call in or email us or you know, just kind of give us an idea. All it has to be is I found you from insert blank here. You know, did you hear from a friend? We're starting to hear people talk to each other about the show, not just us, which is very, very cool. Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't done in a while is look through our, you know, that little poll we have at the bottom of the show notes every week.
Yeah.
There's always comments in there. And I know one episode we went through them all because they can be quite funny. And it kind of keeps us in check, too, of what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong. And we can take the humor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
Yeah. So, at the end of each show note, which is
a lot of people, they say the show's too short. And
oh, no, it's not.
Wow.
Some days we have too much to talk about, and some days we don't have very much to talk about. Guess which episode this one is?
What?
The one that we don't have much to talk about.
Of course.
So, anyway, yeah, give us a call, give us an email, let us know how you found the show, or if you found the website first, then let us know how you found that.
Yeah.
Still working on new things, but just...
Yeah, keep your eyes peeled. We're
not ready to release them just yet, because we're trying to get through the rest of our real lives.
Yeah.
So, but we always appreciate any feedback or comments that are constructive in nature. So you want to talk about the title of the show now?
Yeah.
Let's call it Camaro Now for...
Now.
For a good... Now. We're going to talk about it now. when we were at Camaro Superfest, at the prize table at the event headquarter area, there was a flyer for a new magazine coming out called Camaro Now.
Now.
The only fifth gen only Camaro magazine.
Nice.
Yeah. This comes from the editors of Super Chevy, Chevy High Performance, GM High Tech Performance, and Camaro Performers. So up until now, we really just had GM High Tech.
Pretty much.
You know, we had Camaro for Performers, but that was just bits and pieces from other magazines.
Yeah, just a rehash.
And it was not 5th gen 2010, 2011 Camaro
right.
only. I'm wondering, maybe this is the same thing as Camaro Performers, just with 2010 stuff, 5th gen stuff only.
Hmm.
You know, from Super Chevy, Chevy High Performance, GM High Tech. I don't know. I'm interested to find out, because this comes from Source Interlink Media, who obviously owns the other magazines. It says the most targeted magazine ever for 2010 Camaro owners and parts, 2010 Camaro tips and tricks. Editorial highlights proposed in tiny letters. It says proposed. To date, facts and figures, brake installs, suspension upgrades, supercar reviews, Yanko Nicky Hurst, body panel mods, and graphics. So.
Does it say anything like when it's supposed to be out or anything like that?
Nope. This is actually a flyer for advertising if you want to advertise it.
Oh, so they're probably just starting to put it together now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it does have a contact information, but it's probably for advertising, so we're not going to bother this guy, this person. But I'm interested to see how this turns out.
Yeah.
I thought that back in, 10 years ago about that, there should be an all fourth gen F-body magazine.
Right. I mean, how many freaking Mustang magazines are there?
Oh, my God. There's so many of them. It's ridiculous.
There's no all Camaro.
And they're like the size of a Sears catalog, too.
I don't know. I guess we'll see how this works out.
Yeah, but if you see this on the newsstands and we haven't talked about it yet, by all means, pick it up and check it out and let us know what the deal is. I'm looking forward to seeing it come out. So, Camaro Now is what it's called. Now! Damn it, now! God, we were saying that for the longest time before the car came out.
How do you think the internet has affected car magazines?
I think they hate the internet.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. I mean, nothing can, do away with the fact that you can take a magazine, hold it in your hand, bring it on the can.
Exactly. I was waiting for that.
And then flip back through issue after issue. My whole thing, I think, with the magazine is that the information is kind of outdated by the time you get the magazine now.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Unless there's some, I don't know.
I mean, the internet is being embraced by the magazine companies.
Right.
So they're kind of doing a half and half deal. Like, for example, in the back of GM High Tech, it always says, read more about this article from this magazine on the GM High Tech website, which is very, very cool. Plus, it gives people a chance to interact directly in near real time or semi-real time. I mean, they have no choice. They have to embrace it. Yeah. They have to work with it, and you know, we're happy to work with it. We've supported the magazine industry, the GM High Tech especially, because they're all friends of ours for, gosh, ever since we could.
Yeah.
I was going through some stuff in my basement. I found the very first magazine.
Oh, yeah?
When it was called just High Tech Performance.
Was it with the white Mustang and the...
I think it was a red Mustang and a yellow Trans Am.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep. I still have a little post-it notes where I was going to reference it when I got my 1996 Camaro SS. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and it's going to be cool, I'm going to do this. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I hope they succeed.
I do, too.
There's so many magazines and news outlets, paper, that are just going out of business, and it's sad. I mean, I was just reading an article yesterday. It said 10 companies that may be going out of business in 2011. One of them was Reader's Digest.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was pretty shocking.
Oh, that's pretty sad.
Blockbuster Video.
Not surprising. Thanks, Redbox and Netflix, huh?
Exactly. That's exactly what was... those were two of the companies that were... I was pretty shocked.
Yeah.
So...
What's a record player?
Yeah, what's an 8-track?
What's a cassette deck?
I still got tons of cassettes.
Auto reverse, high speed dubbing. We talked about this a few weeks ago.
Oh,
I think.
Yeah.
All right, we got to move on, but check. We're going down memory lane here talking about magazines. Hope it does well. I hope it's cool, and I hope it's not
a
rehash
of
other magazines.
A web address or anything? Is it like CamaroNow.com? No, or something,
nothing,
or that,
nothing out there. In fact, I haven't even done a search for it yet, but
it's
I guess
some
I could.
Porn site or something.
Oh, boy.
Camaro Now.
Let's find out here. Damn Macintosh with the keys in the wrong place. It's parked.
It's parked.
Somebody owns it. Oh. Probably not the magazine. That would just...
Yeah.
Well, whatever. All right. Hey, do we... what do we got for voicemails, emails?
Oh, dude.
Oh?
We only have one voicemail this week, but we got three emails that
came
in. I got
one of them here in front of me. I don't know what the other
one is. Go read yours first.
All right. This one comes from Cody. What's up, podcast masters? with much anticipation, I called up the YouTube video for the new Mopar 10 Challenger. I guess he's talking about 2010.
Yeah.
I'm a Chevy guy for life, but I was excited to see the Fiestler group. Oh, Fiat Chrysler. Okay. Oh. Fiestler group finally breathed some life into the ailing throwback car. Well, I was pretty disappointed just seconds into the video. It starts out with some guy with a French accent mumbling something about Mopar excitement and adding soul to the car. I was like, cool. Finally, they're going to join Ford and Chevy in the horsepower war. Then they cut to some American dude saying how exciting it was to bring a whole unique spin on the car, saying, we wanted to do something so great, something that would really excite the fans. And what we came up with was a whole new stripe.
It's true.
OMG, that's it? That's all they did? Stripes, logos, and stitching. I think maybe instead of plastering Mopar all over the car, they should have put Mo Triple Bogey everywhere instead.
Yeah.
Mo Triple Bogey?
Yeah, keep reading.
Okay, the Camaro's a great car, maybe an Eagle. Oh, okay. If you want to continue the golf speak, the Mustang is a nice birdie, but the Challenger is more like a bogey ready to be shot from the sky. Sad, really? Okay. That's creative. Yeah. One question for you guys. I know it sounds weird, but what do you guys think of a reborn Camaro with a monstrous electric motor and a juice pack instead of a piston engine? It sounds like a bad idea until I imagine a futuristic city with a bunch of Camaros humming through the streets. I can't think of a car that looks more appropriate for this far-flung dream. How cool would it be to have a 13-second car that never needed gas? You could drive it like a bastard, knowing you can just plug it in when you get home. Speaking of which, how's your gas mileage been on your cars? Peace out, guys. And then he gives a link to the video, which I don't see the need to really watch. But Cody.
Yeah, this is funny because I watched that video. I hadn't heard of this. So I watched the video, and he describes it, I mean, to the T. I mean, basically, it's a stripe. That's it.
Wow, really?
Oh, man. Yeah, this description is pretty much the same as the Saab 97X. With the ignition key that's just between the seats?
Well, I thought it was just like a Trailblazer.
Exactly.
But just had a key between the seats.
Exactly.
So what you're saying is that the real video is the Trailblazer, and this description of the video is a Saab 97X, which is like the Trailblazer, except...
with the ignition key.
Has the ignition key between the seats.
Exactly. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. a whole new stripe.
Yeah. So he wants to know how your gas mileage is too.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Don't pay attention.
Yeah. I drive mine like 2 miles to work and back.
Yeah.
I think my fuel economy says 14 miles per gallon.
I know that it's worse when I'm on the throttle.
Okay.
That's about as much as I know about it. I don't know. I'll have to check it next time I'm
well, I can tell you, I get a hell of a lot better gas mileage in this Camaro than I did in my Trailblazer SS.
You know what a Trailblazer SS is a lot like?
What?
A 97X. A Saab 97X Aero.
Oh.
That was pretty much the Saab version, except it had a different front end.
Oh. And the ignition key between the seats.
Don't forget the ignition key between the seats, but I think we've already established that.
Yeah. So, do you want to see an electric Camaro?
I don't know.
If that's the way things are going, why not?
Why not? But until then.
Humming along. As long as it doesn't.
Oh. I don't know.
You wouldn't hear it at all, period.
I don't know. Well, you'd have to have it make some sort of sound.
Yeah.
So you could not be creeped out by it.
Yeah.
So you just hang your head out the window and go.
Yeah.
Like the Harley guys.
God.
All right. We got to move on. Thanks for the email, Cody. Pretty interesting and very descriptive. I love it.
Okay. Here's this one comes from Bob. Hey, Chris and Jason, this is Bob Camaro X on the message board, formerly Camaro Bob, which needs to be removed from the site. It was nice meeting Chris while Jason was swaying the judges at Superfest. Thanks for the shout out on the podcast. I am also the one who came from Florida to Superfest. Superfest was great. Even my wife and daughters enjoyed it. Hats off to the EMCC. The event was very well planned and organized. If there's anyone from out of state that was hesitant to go, they need to go. They will not disappoint. Got to look at the heads-up display after the meet-and-greet dinner. John Fitzpatrick was the speaker, and he invited everyone out to take a look at HUD in the 2011 he drove. I'd like to thank Fitz today for taking the time to talk to everyone. Although when I asked him about the possibility of being able to put HUD in the 2010, he started listing all the things that would need to be done. It's not cost-effective. Even if possible, you would need to cut a hole in the top of the dash for the projector and replace the windshield. And then he suggested that I just buy a 2011. I thought my wife was going to slap him. She knows I don't need much encouragement for things like that. On our thoughts on Synergy Green, my wife and I like it, but I'm not sure I want it for my car. We saw one on the interstate after we left Superfest, and my daughter said it looked fierce and that she would like one. Thanks again for your time, effort, and commitment to provide a weekly podcast. I look forward to it every week. It got me through those 9 long months from the time I ordered until the time I took delivery. I hope to see you at Superfest 2011. Bob Camaro X.
Awesome.
Yep.
Very cool.
I remember meeting Bob there.
Yeah, I didn't get to meet him.
Yeah, you were judging for 2 hours.
That was kind of a drag, but hey, that's okay. Got first.
Just some cool things about the HUD. Too many things to do on the 2011. You might as well just buy a 20 or 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well just buy a 2011. Someone will do it. You know, someone will do it.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it, but it looks weird at the same time.
See
that big module there in the dash, you know, it kind of breaks up the smooth lines of the car, but that's really the only drawback to it. So,
okay.
All right. Do we have, what do we got? One voicemail and one email left?
Yep.
All right. Let's get to that right after we pause for station identification, like they used to say, since we're going down memory lane.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, got another email here.
This one
comes from Average Joe 55. I am the other unnamed podcaster you met at Super Show on Sunday in Ypsilanti. P.S. I didn't take offense. Nice show. I wish I could have made it Saturday. Would have been fun to drive on the Speedway. Beautiful car. I think you talked me into going to Summit Racing and NEOCC's F-Body show. I'll be bringing my 95 convertible Z and my buddy with his treasured Firehawk. We'll seek you out and reintroduce myself to you. Cool.
Nice. That's the guy I met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Average Joe 55. That's his
nice.
Name.
I'm glad he wrote in. We should for the NEOCC show. We should see if we can get like a group of us
podcast listeners.
Yeah,
OZ28.com members.
Yeah, why not? See what we can do.
Why not?
We used to do stuff like that all the time. Remember when we had the Cedar Point trip and the. Jeez.
You had a Cedar Point trip?
Yeah, we had a CamaroZ20.com Cedar Point trip.
Oh, I didn't go to that.
Dave Deal put it together.
Oh.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember. I never went to it, though.
Like 5-6 years ago, easy. Oh. But yeah, I you couldn't make it for some odd reason. You had, you know, a dress to pick out or something.
Yeah.
But all right. And then we have.
We have one voicemail this week.
All right. Nice. Let's hear it.
Hey, guys. It's Desert Eagle Dave, the postal worker. Listen to the last podcast. It was pretty funny. Crack up when I hear myself on the podcast. Other than that, I'm at 10 o'clock. I'm on lunch. We're in a big warehouse working the mail. Still listening to the podcast. It's great. And if you can get any news on the news Z28, I would appreciate it very much. See you guys. Well, not see you guys. Listen to you later. Bye.
Desert Eagle Dave. Calling in from the mailhouse.
Nice.
Speaking of which, Dave, I'm hearing the post office, the cost of stamps is going up again. 2 more cents.
So what?
So what?
Considering what you get out of it.
Yeah.
Send something to somebody across the country for less than 50 cents.
47 cents now.
How much does a bottle of pop cost? Or soda or Coke or whatever you call it where you're from?
I don't know.
Yeah. Right. Drink a 6-pack of Coke and you can mail a letter, no problem.
Yeah. Well, they said I was reading in the same article that the amount of mail that gets sent has dramatically declined, which is causing them to raise the rates. So I don't know. I don't want to piss off the mail employees here, but.
No, shoot your ass.
Wouldn't you think that if there's not as much mail that you wouldn't need delivery every day? I don't know. I'm just saying. It's 6 days a week.
Well, they're talking about doing it 5 days a week, though.
Yeah, they should maybe go down to 4.
No.
Who gets anything in the mail anymore?
Camaro Now magazine.
Oh, that's true.
Jeez. You know,
dude,
I look.
I swear, I get nothing in the mail anymore. Junk. That's
yeah,
all
well,
I get.
I get catalogs and stuff from stuff I, you know, that I buy from.
Nothing. Junk.
Midway USA, Sportsman's Guide.
Well, Desert Eagle Dave, keep calling in.
Yeah, Dave, and your Desert Eagle, 50 caliber.
Okay.
All right. What's the time we got? What are we looking at here?
I don't know. 23 minutes.
Really? Wow, we're going to go run it short this week. That's okay. It's a nice
That's
day.
Fine.
I got to work on my car anyway. So why don't you pull a random fact out of the Camaro White Book you got in front of you?
Okay.
And you can order your very, very own Camaro White Book from the CamaroZ28.com Amazon store. Just go to CamaroZ28.com/Amazon and get all your goods there. It helps us out.
I just happened to open up to a 1998 Camaro page here. Let me give some random facts here. 33,973 base were produced, 20,053 Z28s. For a total of 54,026.
Wow.
Did you know that?
That was the first year of the LS1 Camaro.
Yeah, it was.
It had perimeter bolt heads and not center bolt heads, if I'm not mistaken. And that way, if you were to put new different heads on your car, you had to get new valve covers or make sure that you had the right heads done. It's kind of a bastardized year. It also had that funky EGR thing going back into the intake,
yeah.
Too, that,
yeah.
That hose. A lot of guys would just delete that.
Yeah. Only 99 1LE cars were made this year.
Oh, man. They need to bring back the 1LE.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't that make a lot of Camaro guys happy? And it'd also make a few of them shut the hell up.
What do you think the most popular color was that year?
White. Red.
Nope.
Blue.
Nope. Nope.
Green. Black.
Nope. Black.
Black.
Black. By just a couple hundred over bright red.
Red.
It was black, red, Arctic white. Sebring silver, navy blue, and then like cayenne red and mystic teal metallic.
Oh, that was a neat one.
Sport gold metallic.
Ooh, golden shower. Those are pretty rare though.
The rarest of this year was light pewter metallic. Only 50 were made that year.
Yeah, and remember we were the first to bring... Well, let's see here. Since we're talking about memory lane in the website, first of all, we've got 98 through 2002 Camaro production numbers that have been largely stolen by just about everybody else on the internet, but then we brought it to the internet. just search around through the CamaroZ20.com main portion of the website, and you'll find it. It's pretty easy to find. It's under articles, I think. And we also were the first to bring the pewter color, the new pewter color, to the public. We were at the Camaro Street Nationals at the GM Tech Center in Warren, and we saw one sitting there, and so we took some pictures of it.
A V6 car.
Was it a V6 car? Yeah. That was pretty cool, man. Those were the good days.
I love thumbing through this book every once in a while.
I know. Yeah, this is great. I have a Camaro white book on my desk in case I want to reference something. It's a good book.
Only 3,025 SSs were produced that year.
In 98?
In 98.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's when the SS was actually a rare thing.
Seems like the most rare car this year.
In 98?
In 98.
Yeah.
Was a light pewter metallic convertible.
With what color top? Because you get black or white.
No, they don't have them broken down. Well, they just say that convertible top quantities were 522 white, 2,365 black, and 941 neutral.
Oh, okay.
But only 13 cars were produced.
Wow.
So that's the rarest.
Well, cool.
Second would be the bright purple metallic convertible.
I liked that color.
Yeah.
I did. I'm just like the Synergy Green. I wouldn't own it, but it was nice to see.
But it looks cool.
Yeah, so that is a nice book to have.
There's your facts of the week.
Yep, we should do that every week. We just whip out a random...
Yep.
All right. We'll save another one for next week when you tune in, and you better. Otherwise, we'll come there and we'll kick your ass. Or we'll send out Desert Eagle Dave.
Yeah.
Bullet Tooth Tony. 50 points to anybody who can tell me what movie that's from.
All right.
All right, well, thanks for listening, everybody. Call in with your... info on how you found us or what you think of us or a little bit of both. Jump on the website and tell a buddy about the podcast, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline 586-486-3182 or send your comments by email webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.